Janet took the empty cup and smiled at the handsome man in business class. "Can I get you anything else, sir?" The man smiled, his stern face breaking into a warm expression. He was dressed in a smart blue suit with a head of perfectly styled blonde hair. "You can start by calling me Stephen." Janet blushed. It had been a long time since a passenger made her feel so flustered. She had been a stewardess for this airline for years, but couldn't remember ever seeing someone quite so good-looking on the plane before. Stephen smiled at her coyly. "Someone's blushing. It's quite cute." Janet knew it was wrong. She knew she'd be fired immediately. However, that didn't stop her from piling into the small airplane bathroom with Stephen only 10 minutes later. She knew that other people on the staff did it every now and then, and up until now, she had never had her chance.
"Surely this isn't part of the job,"
Stephen said quietly as they locked the door behind them. His breath was tangy with the white wine he had been drinking, and Janet tasted it when he pressed his lips against hers.
No, this is above and beyond," Janet moaned as Stephen's lips found their way against the curve of her neck.
The thrill of knowing she was doing something so totally wrong turned her on even more. This job could be redundant sometimes, so why shouldn't she have a little fun? That was what she kept telling herself. Stephen somehow managed to drop to his knees, and Janet propped herself up against the sink, stifling her groans and sighs as Stephen spread her legs apart. His dark brown eyes looked up at hers, making Janet's heart skip a beat.
"Sexiest flight attendant I've ever seen,"
Stephen said quietly, before pulling Janet's panties down over her legs.
"God, I want to taste you."
Goosebumps covered Janet's body, and she shook as Stephen began to lick her pussy. He started by sliding his tongue up and down, breathing her in, until he finally landed on her clit. While he licked her there, he slowly pressed 2 fingers into her pussy, moving them back and forth inside her.
"Fuck!"
Janet gasped, as softly as she could, her jaw hanging open with pleasure.
"Right there, Stephen."
Stephen kept doing what he was doing for the next several minutes, completely forgetting where they were. All that mattered was the reaction he was getting from Janet. Her shaking, quivering body, and her soaking wet pussy. When she came, Stephen loved watching her try to contain herself so as not to be too loud. He could feel her thick thighs trembling on either side of him, and all he could do was moan against her pussy and lap up the wetness there. Finally, Stephen stood up, licking his lips. Someone outside of the bathroom gave a quick knock. Janet's eyes widened, and Stephen looked like he was about to start laughing.
"Shh,"
Janet said, half giggling, as she held her finger up to her lips.
"We have to hurry."
It was her turn to move quickly to a squatting position in the tiny bathroom, pulling Stephen's cock out from his suit pants. She couldn't remember ever having seen a cock so long and thick, and as soon as she saw it, she wanted it inside her. Stephen watched as Janet lowered her face down onto him, circling the head of his cock with her tongue before taking him, or as much as she could handle, down her throat. As she bobbed her head up and down, not a single hair moved out of place. All of the flight attendants had very prim and proper updos, with everything sprayed down, and Stephen thoroughly enjoyed the visual of this uniformed woman giving him head.
"Come back up here," he said finally, ready for all of her. "I want you."
Janet looked up at him, her blue eyes wide with anticipation. She stood up and spun around, holding on to the sides of the sink. She gasped as Stephen started to run the head of his cock against her pussy. "We don't have much time," Janet said, worried, but also thoroughly enjoying herself.
"But teasing you is so fun," Stephen said playfully, but began pressing his way inside her, very, very slowly.
Those first few seconds were intense as she took his cock, her pussy so tight and warm against him. Janet turned around and looked at him. He was watching himself slide inside of her, and Janet had to admit that she liked the fact he was taking his time. Every moment felt intensely good, making her shudder.
"God, you feel fucking incredible," Stephen moaned when he was all the way inside her. "You ready for me to fuck you now?"
Janet held onto the edges of the sink.
"Yes, please."
She couldn't stand it another second. She had to feel him thrusting in and out of her. Stephen gripped onto Janet's waist as he fucked her. Her stewardess dress bunched up against her waist. Never in a million years did he think he'd be having sex in an airplane bathroom with the flight attendant herself. But now, it felt like a fantasy come true.
"You feel so big. Holy shit!" Janet groaned, flashes of stars appearing in front of her eyes.
She didn't get a lot of action due to her work schedule, so she was extra eager.
"I love it."
"Good,"
Stephen growled, starting to fuck her faster. He looked down to watch her round ass jiggle as he pounded into her, doing his best not to make a lot of noise. The shaft of his cock was glistening from Janet's pussy, and he could hear how wet she was every time he thrusted. Another knock came at the door, and both of their hearts started to race even harder now. They weren't sure how long they had been in there, but they knew they needed to be quick. Stephen fucked her now in fast, shallow thrusts, feeling his orgasm grow inside of him, ready to explode.
"Ugh, fuck, Stephen," Janet whimpered. "Come for me."
"Yeah,"
Stephen moaned, his fingers digging into her now.
"You want this cum in you?"
"Yes, please."
Hearing those words was exactly what Stephen needed. His cum flooded Janet's pussy, shooting deep and hard inside of her. He threw his head back as he came, his cock twitching. It seemed like the longest orgasm he had ever had.
"Holy shit,"
he moaned when he finally slid out of Janet. Janet spun around, her face red. She bit her lip and smiled up at him.
"I know. We're so bad."
"Yes, but the sex was very, very good."
As Janet pulled her panties back up over her legs, trying to regain her composure, she could feel a small pool of cum drip out of her.
"God, this is going to be an interesting flight,"
she said, laughing.
"You got me stuffed with so much cum. These panties are soaked."
Stephen grinned.
"I wish I could say I was truly sorry, but..."
Janet rolled her eyes playfully at him.
"Okay, I think I should leave first. I don't want to draw too much attention."
"Okay,"
Stephen agreed.
"See you soon. I'd like another wine, miss."
He winked at her. Janet shook her head as her hand got ready to unlock the bathroom door. She was weak at the knees, smiling from ear to ear.
One wine coming up.
If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.